Like, I saw, not that this guy needs any help with anything in life, but Cristiano Ronaldo just hit 500 million followers.
Ridiculous.
Across social media. I believe he's the first, I know he's the first athlete to do that. I think he might be the first person, period, in the world.
Right.
Like Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, 500 million people
imagine
follow
his
this guy.
DMs?
His DMs must just be a landmine.
Holy Christmas.
We should sneak in there. The grappler should send him a DM. Any chance we could sneak you in at 6:45?
Dude, it's 500 million people. He's got 7 years of DMs to read.
I'll
and
bet
some
you
of them
filters
are,
through.
Some of them are Rick from Keswick.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and,
in a
and...
Ronaldo jersey and nothing else.
Right.
Joining us now on the Maple Toyota Hotline, here's Ray Ferraro. What's up, Ray?
If you guys can slide in and pull that interview, I'll even accept. Hey, can you push your interview back 15 minutes?
Okay, we'll ask him for 5:05, and we'll see if he responds.
Yeah. I'll be like, I can understand that.
You know how great that would be if the grappler actually sent him a DM saying, "Hi, it's Keith, radio station in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Wondering if you could give us 7 or 8 minutes of your time. Please return my message."
And I did that with Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, come on and see if you can talk soccer with us.
Right. We want to talk soccer with you as much as possible. And if you go ahead.
He'll be like, "What about football?"
Yeah.
Who are these hillbillies?
We don't call it that over here. And it's going to have to be 5:05, maybe rescheduling, because there's a chance Jimmy VC might come on.
The Leafs are going to bump him exactly like VC or, Jason Spetz is available, so we're going to slide him
in. Going to have to move this around. I don't know if you got my other DM, but I wrote you back asking if you could change times. So, did you just say that you sent a DM to Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah.
Is that what I heard?
Yeah.
And?
He has one of those Twitter accounts where it's like, it's just an open DM, I guess. So I was like, hey, man. I don't want to get in.
What are you, Joe Buck? Why would you admit to that publicly? I'm just,
dude, it's for the show.
DMs.
I said, hey, like I thought he would see. I'm a former athlete too. I got the blue check mark. I'm legit, and I got a radio show up in Toronto. Do you mind coming on for 10 minutes?
Okay, I like that.
It's worth a
shot. I didn't realize
that
it was a request. I thought you were
flush. That would have been a complete flush.
That one.
Oh, that is an absolute crawl on top of the stall and sky dump on that DM. Like, as just massive.
It's very graphic.
Dump.
Yeah, that
exactly.
Quite literally what he would do to his own phone, just to throw it out and get a new one, to send a message to you that you would never receive, because you wouldn't know he'd be doing that. How did you respond to our boy Joe Buck admitting that he and Aikman would just have a drink or two before the game to loosen up before a call?
Sure. All right. Like,
Ray, do you think Aikman would have called him?
What are you doing? Would you not say?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah. Why put that on me to answer that question down the road?
If you want to say that you've had a glass of red before you went on the air, go ahead, knock yourself out. Just leave me over here and just leave me alone. I got enough of them. I'm sure everybody goes, look, I got enough of my own things. And my people are, you hate my team. You hate my quarterback. You hate my... I don't need them getting on top of me for this, too. Like, just let it go, man.
It'd be so great because Joe Buck, I mean, he is what he's a great broadcaster. He's been around forever. He's done it all. He's seen it all. And I just think he's at that stage in his career where he's like, I'm just going to talk and be honest. But I could see Aikman taking issue with that. I could see the NFL taking issue with that as well, thinking, we don't really need this out there, I'd prefer to avoid those topics.
One of our top teams is having a few drinks at halftime. Like,
right.
Who wants to read that, right? Like, if that's the case, like, come on.
Not ideal, for sure.
No.
Leafs Ottawa tonight, and how would you define this? Is this a redemption night for the Leafs, or is that hyperbole? Is that going a little bit too far? I mean, what are you
too
expecting?
Too far for me, hey?
Okay.
Too far for me. And the reason I say that is the 8 games before, they didn't give up any goals.
Right.
We were actually complaining about that they weren't scoring enough, even though they were winning. It's not pretty. It's not offensive. Blah, 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 blah. Then they have a game where they're, for 39 minutes, they're dancing around like the Harlem Globetrotters, and then they lay an egg. And so I mean, had that come on the heels of four other ones, then I think there's something to be concerned about. I look at it like, nah, you're not going to play it right all the time, and it was disappointing, and you'd like to think that they could have, you know, put a plug in that at some point, but it happened. It's one game, and I mean, I'd be more surprised, guys, if they play crappy tonight. I think they'll play well tonight.
Ray, if you had the responsibility of sitting down with Tavares and Nylander, would it be positive clips of the past? Would it be some negative ones to get their head out of their ass? What would the plan going forward with those two to get them playing better? They've been spotty, definitely. They're not producing. They've got to be better. How would you handle it?
For me, I think I would show the plays that I think they're not very successful with right now, I'd show them clips of themselves executing those plays. And so for me, it's about they just don't seem, I think I said this yesterday, they don't seem to extend the play in the offensive zone very much. It's like they're fine if they have the puck, but when they lose it, poof, it's gone. Mm-hmm. So I would show them goals and chances that they've generated over the last couple of years where they don't have the puck, they get it back and it ends up in the net. And it might not even be their goal. It might be them turning the puck back over, you know, getting the puck back. I think that's where the hole in their game is. That they, if they have a chance, I mean, man, you want of the guys to shoot the puck. You'd like those two guys to have it to shoot it. But I don't think there's enough volume to the chances they get because it ends too quickly, too often. So I would say I would go more of the positive stuff, mainly because these guys have been around long enough and they know. I mean, I'm sure they're well aware of what their stats are and what it looks like. So I would say, look, this is what I'm talking about right here. See that? Good play. Good cycle. We lost the puck. You got it back and some other guy scored. But it doesn't happen without you getting the puck back.
You know what? I was thinking about this last night. This is a team that's 11-3-2. You know, statistically, they're at the top of the standings, Northern Division, and at the league. They're feeling really good. And, you know, don't you think both of those players are going, like, we'll be fine? Like, that's all I can think about is, like, and again, I'm not trying to be critical, but I'm like, this market is looking for something to chew on where it's like, hey, you should be happy you're 11-3-2. I mean, am I wrong with that? Like,
No,
like,
you're.
It's
you're
not about
wrong.
Chewing on it. That's the wrong word. But it's like, instead of focusing on what you have, you're focusing on, well, you know, that guy hasn't scored. That hasn't. I mean, individually, you can pull storylines. I get that. But in a bigger grand scheme of things, this is one of the best starts they've had in their history, certainly in recent memory for a lot of people. But yet, there's still like a cloud over it, if that makes sense. Like, I'm sitting there going, okay, yeah, they had a bad loss the other night, but it's bound to happen, especially when you're playing five games in seven nights. Like, you know, I get it, but I also don't get it. Whereas I think any other fan base, or that's not true, I think if you're taking a step back, you'd be like, hey, we'll take that every day of the week. So,
I think it's just chill. It's scars that have been here from past teams.
Right.
That, you know, all of a sudden you're like, yeah, that wound is getting a little bit fresh. Like, maybe, because in a week from now, all of a sudden, if they lose three or four in a row, it's like, wow, here we go again. Right. But also, it's such a big fan base. There are people that are fans that are naturally optimistic and fans that are naturally pessimistic.
Correct.
And it's just, that is what you get. And you get it with any big team, and especially a team that hasn't won in a long time. Yes, they're 11-3-1 or whatever they are right now, but they haven't been to a Stanley Cup final in over 50 years. So, you know, Bills fans, Browns fans, there's a lot of big, rabid sports markets where I think that's what you get. If there's one sign of, this is kind of like 3 years ago, that's what you get. And I think that's what we've seen the last couple of days. I understand what you're saying, and I'm with you. I would be more optimistic today than I would be any other year over the past handful. I think they're in a really good spot, and they will continue to be in a good spot. But I think that's the explanation.
So my thought on that, Noodles, would be, so, but you know what guys think. So, say you're the goalie, you know, like you're playing the team's 8-4, and your save percentage is just okay.
Yeah.
And you're, you're giving up one that you shouldn't on a lot of nights, but the team's playing really well. And you could look at it and go, hey, we're 8-4 and it's a good start. But you know, you're like, damn, but I haven't been good enough.
Right.
You don't have to go tell everybody, but you know yourself.
Yeah.
And that's what I kind of, that's what I think from their perspective is that no matter what anybody else says or talks about or writes about or anything like that, they know that this is not enough from us.
Right. It's also the public version of an assistant coach pulling you aside saying, we're cooking pretty good right now, but please don't fall into the trap of think you particularly individually are playing well because you're not.
No, and I get that.
And it's out there and it's public and it's the front page version of it, whether you like that or dislike that or whatever you think of that. It's basically not letting two players hide behind a team's success saying you're just along for the ride, it's wins, everything great. The bottom line is there isn't they're not playing well, and in this market you're not just going to win like best record in the league and they're still being called out for it.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say go ahead, Ray.
Oh, I was just going to say, like, how many times have we talked to a coach or remember when we were playing and your team's going along and you say, hey, man, nice win last night. And the coach goes, yeah, but did you see our power play?
Yeah.
Like, it's always something, because how often do you go, oh, my gosh, they killed off 5 penalties. They scored 2 power play goals. They're 5-on-5. They had 55% of the chances and they won 3-0. Like, what a game. Like, that never happens. Rarely happens. So there's always something to fix. And no matter their record or not, I mean, certainly it's nice that they've got this record, but there's something to fix. And it's easy to find it. And so now the curiosity point is, how do you fix it? And what's going to happen with it? And it's one game with Hyman. I do think that's that type of player, and him in particular, can go a long way to what I was talking about earlier. I think that can help them. But it's not going to be one game. And even if they had one great game, you want to see it over 2 or 3, and you go, okay, now they've started to turn it.
Yeah, and I think in terms of the reaction from the general public, a lot of times you're at the mercy of your reputation and your history.
Yep.
And we can use 2 teams in this market alone. The Raptors won a title 2 years ago, and they start 2-8. They've been pretty bad at times. But a lot of fans are like, hey, they'll be okay. You know, it's all good. Like, Kyle will figure it out. Nick Nurse is a great coach. They got a winning culture. The Leafs just can't sit back on that. That's what I think it is, Noodles. As outrageous as it might seem to an outsider or whatever, I think if you've been riding this wave for a long time, if you're a Leaf fan and you've been following them closely for a long time, you're just always waiting. Until they close it, you're just kind of a little bit nervous. And I think that's really what the reaction is.
And it's fair because, like you said, it's revisionist history. Well, we've seen this. You know, the other day you had to respond to somebody on Twitter and say, get real. Well, here it's David Ayers all over again.
That was worse than the David Ayers loss a couple of nights ago.
You know, you're right, because that's what people fall back on, because they don't have anything else to fall back on. So I get that. But I also I think there should be an ounce of perspective of going, okay, well, you know what? Like, we have this record, and actually, we haven't had all of these guys firing on all cylinders. I thought about it today, and I was talking to Steph about it. You know, right now, we talk about Edmonton being a one-line team. That's kind of how the Leafs have been. It's Matthews and Marner every night that are producing, and then it's bit pieces here or there. And that's what, you know, Edmonton... Basically, when they win games, it's those two. And, you know, they've had some more support from their defensemen lately. They've had depth scoring. And it's just unique. I guess that was my point, where you're seeing a team where that top line has been so good in Toronto, and then everyone else is still struggling to find their consistency. But yet your record's still good.
Yeah, you're in a good spot. And
guess what? That's a pretty good place to be.
Absolutely.
It is.
Okay, here's another great example, and we would be talking about this if we ever watched the U.S. teams play, but since we never watch them play anymore, we don't know. So Boston just broke up Bergeron, Pastrnak, and Marchand because they have no balance. And so they moved Pastrnak, they flipped DeBrusque and Pastrnak. So Pastrnak's now playing with Krejci and Nick Ritchie.
How long is it going to last for, though, Ray?
Well, it might last for a game or two. But the whole point is somebody else is doing it too. They're a one-line team, and they're like, you know what? We need more. So can this help get the Brusk going that we could actually have two-line scoring? Of course they're going to go back to that group. But it's the same thing. My point is it's another good team in another city with kind of the same sort of issue.
Right.
Well,
there's always something.
And then on top of that, we could be in Buffalo where they're doing it again.
Jesus, Murphy.
Right? Like, they're doing it again. And Jeff Skinner is getting paid $9.5 million. He barely plays.
He's got one assist. He doesn't have a goal.
I know. I feel bad, though. You're right. And we can sit and throw stones at them. This guy, these team been sitting there for 2 weeks doing nothing.
That hurts over the last two games.
COVID has just jammed them up.
They weren't 8-0 prior to COVID. I mean, but
my point being is, like, it's like New Jersey won last night coming out of it. Like, it's these teams that have played 9, 10, 11 games, they're sitting here watching. Like, I can't imagine that the lack of rhythm you're being in. You guys know what it's like to not skate for 2 days.
It seems like Buffalo's that team, though, Jamie, where they're like, they seem like the poster team where it's like looking at the scoreboard every night, other teams winning, and when you're already in a hole, they're probably so overwhelmed, saying we're behind the eight ball so much right now, it's almost like we're already done and it's just a miserable mess there again. I actually feel bad.
That's where the fans will not give them any layups.
Right.
Yeah. Like, because Eichel, you have your wishes and demands, and you got 3 goals yourself. Taylor Hall's got 1 goal.
Yeah, and Skinner's got 0, I believe. You're right. Like, I'm not defending the lack of production. What I'm saying is I can't imagine as a player trying to get into a groove and feel good about your game, and you're trying to do that, and then it's like, we're shut down because somebody on another team coughed in our winger's face, and then they got it. I can't remember. Was it New Jersey that they played?
Yeah, it was. It was Jersey.
And they got
Buffalo.
Shut down, and then it was like, like all hell was breaking loose.
It's terrible.
The coach was sick.
It sucks. But they were 4-4-2 before it, you know,
right.
And they haven't been even within range of a playoff series.
Right.
But here's kind of what you're both saying, or you've all said, really, is that so as they're sitting there for 2 weeks watching TV and watching the games, and they're falling farther behind, even though they're not doing anything, they're just falling farther behind. At 4-4-2, that's a fine start. You're okay with that. You're right in the mix. You know, like you at that time you're thinking, okay, we'll get on track. Now guys haven't scored in a month because they haven't played. They haven't scored. And you know, like nothing feels smooth or easy, or it's like everything is like spitting nails. And that's, man, they come back. They don't get a shot in the third period against, you know, first of all, they come back against the Islanders, right? Oh, yeah, great news. So you come back. They just check you into submission. You don't get a shot. And then, oh, good, look at that. We got 1 goal the second game. Then Minnesota starts yesterday. They get shut out in L.A.
Yeah.
So two teams that had been shut down for a couple of weeks, they scored 1 goal in 3 games. And now they're all going to play more than every second day.
Yeah, I'm on that. Like, Colorado comes out of it. They lose 1-0 to Vegas that first night. I watched them play last night. I don't know where you guys stand. The jerseys on both teams were, I think, are the worst in the league last night. Those helmets for Vegas, and Colorado has nice maroon colors and then weird blue pants. Like, doesn't
I love the
go.
Blue. I love the
but
blue.
But it doesn't go.
Okay, Noodle. So I don't know whatever your favorite color is. Mine is blue.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I kind of like those blue pants. I'm with you. I'm not sure it matches anything else.
It doesn't match a maroon sweater. Like, I'm like, it just looks... I'm watching it on TV, and I'm excited to see McKinnon, and Fleury's been playing well, and it was a pretty good game. Like, Vegas can play, and so can Colorado. But I'm so distracted by those awful helmets, and then I'm like, what the hell is Colorado doing with this color scheme? Because it just is a little off for me, personally. I was agitated as a fan watching it last night. Now, I can't be the only
person. I can't imagine those will be the uniforms come playoff time. But maybe, I don't know. I mean, those golden helmets, they've been in the rotation now for the better part of a week. They're
0-2. Maybe that's some. Maybe the guys look at each other and they just laugh at each other. They can't even keep a straight face. They go, "Man, you look ridiculous." and then the guy's looking at them and going, "Yeah, guess what? You look ridiculous too."
Yep. So, that's true.
It is a bad look. And when they're all on the bench together, it's like you need sunglasses. I'm not a fan.
It's so bright. Well, we'll see what happens tonight. McDavid might hit his 500th point for his career, so I'm sure we'll talk about that tomorrow. And the Leafs against Ottawa, amongst some other big storylines throughout the league.
Did you see that if he gets his 500th point tonight, it's in the exact same number of games as Crosby?
Yeah, I saw that.
That's
369,
wild, man.
Right?
That's
369? Wild.
That's bizarre. I'm like, that's crazy. And Sid, of course, was doing it when, you know, not that the games are wide open now and not to take anything from McDavid, but... You know, that wasn't exactly a high-flying era when Sid came in. Goals were kind of hard to come by.
Well, he's been a rock star his whole career, as we know. But I think that is probably the comparison moving forward. That's a good topic. We'll get into it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because I don't think you're chasing Gretzky and Lemieux. Just based on the eras, it's a different world. But McDavid and Sid, that's probably your comparison for the next 15 years.
Yeah. Well, write it on your chalkboard. We'll get to it tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll make sure to write that down. I'll forget it, but someone will.
Or get your daughter to write it down. She'll get it right.
That's probably a more appropriate way of going about this. All right, man. Unless Ronaldo's on with us tomorrow, we'll chat at 5:05.
Okay. Well, good luck with that. That would be a nice call to get. I'd love to.
You'd support that. You'd support that rearrangement of your calendar, is what you're saying.
I could do that.
Okay. All right, buddy.
Have a good night. Have a good night, guys. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
There he is, Ray Ferraro, our TSN hockey analyst, joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline. If you're looking to lower your car payments, downsize your vehicle, or trade in two cars for one, visit MapleToyota.com or book an in-person appointment. The grappler has shot his shot. He has slid into the DMs of Cristiano Ronaldo, asking for an appearance on this show, unpaid, and he needs to be in a good mood. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. So put it down. I mean, as of now, positive Wednesday, it's going to happen. It's just a matter of time.
He gets 500 grand in Instagram post.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's right. But
he doesn't
maybe
need
he
the
wants
money.
To come on and promote Toronto. Toronto's a big market. I don't think he's cornered Toronto. Right?
Okay.
I mean, that could be a part of it. We'll see. Who knows? The grappler, he's grappling online. He's sliding into DMs.